You remembered.
Of course I did.
I'm proud of you. I didn't think you'd remember.
I haven't annoyed myself for long enough, so you all know what day it is. And
for
if you don't...
For those of you who skipped the show on Thursday, Wendy made a declaration that she's done with giving out the day. You should know what the day is. It says it on your underpants.
Oh, my God. I loved my bikini, my satiny bikini underpants that had the 7 days of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it funny that the pair of underpants for Friday was black with red letters.
Interesting.
Saturday's was red with black letters.
Oh.
And then Sunday was demure white with pink letters.
Oh.
And then you had your aqua and...
What day of the week was the aqua underwear?
I don't remember. Just the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, because I had big weekend plans.
It sounds like it.
And then church on Sunday.
Right. So that's why they would go back to the traditional, the virginly white. A moment of silence.
I couldn't wear those.
And we're back.
I'm just upset because I just got a call. Something about a transcript of my message is something about criminal activity. So when you get this message, kindly refer to us as soon as possible.
What does all that mean?
You
got this on your phone just now?
I got three of these over the weekend. They left messages.
No.
That's about chutzpah.
About your own criminal activity or somebody else's?
I think it's mine because it says, call this number before we begin the legal proceedings.
Oh, they're going to sue
you.
Obviously, you've done
something. Or arrest me.
Well, I knew that was coming.
How do they still do this? How does this still happen? I'm on a do not call list.
Do not arrest me list. You need to get on that list.
I've been on that. I worked my way out of it.
So people obviously fall for this because when you call that number, they're going to say... You know, you owe money, and they're going to come for you if you don't give us $80,
right.
So you better wire us $80.
No, they ask for your credit card number, and boom, there it is.
Oh, it seems like a scam.
You punch in the number, 210-899-0702. It says, caller states that they're calling from the Social Security Administration office and threatening criminal charges.
Hmm.
How can the... Listen to me. Hmm. I know they have trouble dealing with the internet crimes. It's difficult to police.
Sure.
How in God's name can they keep doing these? And I'm getting hundreds of them.
Right. Are you getting that many?
Over the course of a month, it slowed down a little, but it got to the point where I was getting at least two a day.
Wow. That adds up.
And I've blocked so many numbers, and it's all from the Roselle area.
Yeah.
We were talking to Bertrand about this, and he said it's from the Hinsdale area, I think, or LaGrange. I can't remember what he said.
Mine come from all over the place. They don't come as often as you get. I get like a couple a week, but they're from all over the place.
Well, I don't imagine you sign up for websites as much as I do.
I do not.
I like porn. No.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
Wow.
I sign up at any time you go to these.
Hey, I'm getting a call from Ron Jeremy's house. I wonder who that's all about.
He's supposed to call me. I'm offended. No, but every time I like Wayfair and all these places to order furniture or household goods, you can't even look on their website without giving an email address.
Sure,
so I feel like that's how I get some of these.
Yeah. I bet that's it. I bet that's it exactly. You need to lead a more sheltered life.
All right.
It's worked for me. I'm off the grid.
That's good for you.
I know it is. Several things. First, we teased this, that we wanted to talk about this. I know you've been to Florida. Have you ever seen an alligator walking around when you're in Florida?
We went to the Okefenokee Swamp.
Did you go there? Really?
I know I say I didn't have very good family vacations. We didn't have many because it seemed like my dad got sick when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So my family stopped going really on family trips.
Sure, understandable.
And then after he died, my mom really tried to get us places, maybe not super far, but we did do the Okefenokee Swamp. And is that in like Tennessee or something?
I'm not positive. I just know that that was a name of a place that my dad would say every once in a while. He would threaten us with that. Like, you went there on a vacation, but my dad said, if you guys aren't good, we're going to go to the Okefenokee Swamp. We're going to spend 2 weeks there. Is that what you want? And of course, the answer was no. But you guys went there.
Well, we went there like on our way to Florida or something. Oh. You know, it wasn't the destination. Hey, let's go to the swamp, kids.
I thought that that was in Florida.
Maybe it is. It is the
Isn't
Okie.
Isn't that part of the Everglades?
Yes, I think so. It was really cool. I will tell you that. And that's where I was kind of freaking out because there. You'd be in a little boat or bus tour type thing. It might have been an aqueduct type of thing.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's just an alligator like
right.
We'd see a bunny or a squirrel.
Right.
And that freaked me out a little bit. That was the closest I came to them.
When my cousins moved there, my cousins lived in Tinley Park. And then they moved to Coral Springs, Florida. And they lived there about a week. And my mom was on the phone with my aunt. And all of a sudden, my aunt's talking to my cousins going, yeah, sure, that'll be fine. That'll be fine. That'll be fine. And then my aunt just lets out a scream. And my mom goes, what's going on? And she said, her kids asked if they could have an alligator in the yard. And she goes, yeah, sure. Because they lived in Tinley Park, and there's no alligators in Tinley Park.
Right.
So she thought that they were pretending they were having a game with an alligator. And then she looked out there, and they're running back and forth around the swimming pool. And there's an alligator chasing them around the pool. Isn't that frightening?
Why did they want to do that?
They didn't know. When you're a kid, the only knowledge you have of alligators is like from cartoons.
Yeah, I guess. But they're always trying to bite you. And usually they rip your pants a little hole by your butt.
And they always have a weird, like an Art Carney hat in cartoons and a vest.
Okay.
This alligator didn't have any of that.
Okefenokee Swamp, by the way, is in Georgia. It's one of the seven natural wonders of Georgia.
Wow. I wonder what the others are.
I will look into
the
that
Coca-Cola
for later.
Coca-Cola factory.
But it's near the border with Florida. So it's kind of
it's
right
near
up.
It.
Yes,
yeah.
But it's not in Florida. But there are the Okefenokee Swamp.
I'm thinking of Lake Okeechobee. That's what I'm thinking of. That's in Florida.
That's in Wisconsin, I thought.
No, Lake Okeechobee is in Florida.
Sounds
in
like
the middle
Wisconsin.
Of Florida.
Okeechobee,
yeah.
Manitowoc.
Yeah.
Over 400,000 acres, alligators, at least 12,000 of them,
wow.
are everywhere.
Wow.
They sun on the banks, slither in the shallow waters, and they're unfazed by the pontoon boat, which is what I went on. So that's the only time I saw them, but they're scary to me.
They're huge. They're gigantic. Here's a story out of Huffington Post this morning. While seeing an alligator is never too much of a surprise in Florida, the number of close encounters has jumped in recent days, and it's likely to be a combination of hunger and lust. Now, I should point out that...
Don't
what
we all
made
have
me,
that?
Yeah. Yes. What made me read this article was the headline on the article, Hungry and Horny Alligators Are Invading Streets, Homes, and Pools in Florida.
That's the headline?
Yeah, that's the headline. A family in Fort Myers, Florida was awoken by an 8-foot gator in their lanai. Have you ever had a gator in your lanai?
You know what that is, right?
Nope.
A lanai is like a balcony. It's a Hawaiian term for patio or balcony.
Oh. They were awoken. Which
awakened.
Seems, it says awoken.
That's wrong.
I would go with awakened as well, but they said awoken. But that's the way they worded it. By an 8-foot alligator in their lanai in the middle of the night last week, police said. In another part of town, a motorist captured footage of a massive alligator casually strolling alongside a busy road. They've lost all fear. With the mating season underway, for alligators, I'm guessing, the randy reptiles tend to be more active.
That is my favorite thing. Hang on, the randy.
Randy reptile. He did sports on Channel 5 for a little while. I'm thinking of Chet Kopic.
Oh.
But one expert told local media there was more to it than that. The weather's getting warmer and the higher temperatures speed up the reptiles' metabolism and makes them hungrier. They have to find food, so that's when we find them on the sidewalks and in people's pools, said Brian Norris of Florida Fish and Wildlife. They're really just out there browsing around. If I was lucky enough to have a pool and I saw an alligator in my pool, I don't know that I'd ever want to swim in that pool again. Would you? I'd feel like, first of all, dangerous.
First.
Yeah, always look first. Some might even be looking for chicken. A motorist, they always bite in rules of three.
Yes.
A motorist in the North Port had to call the cops after coming out of a chicken wing restaurant and finding an alligator under his car.
Well, again, they're just like, you know, we have rabbits or cats or just things wandering around.
Right.
I don't like it.
But these things are so big and so
fast.
Not
all of them.
And so prehistoric looking.
They are prehistoric
looking. They look like little dinosaurs.
Do you know the difference? Are these alligators or crocodiles?
These are alligators. There's no. I don't believe there are crocodiles in the United States. I think it's only alligators in the U.S. I think. I'm pretty sure. Over in Polk County, an alligator turned up just outside of a local jail.
Did it do something wrong? Was it turning itself in?
It's like the Otis Campbell of alligators. It just, they give him the keys to a cell and he just comes in. I've done something wrong. I don't know what. In Palm Beach Gardens, a 300-pound alligator.
That's pretty big.
That's really big. Managed to go for a swim in a family swimming pool despite the fact that the yard was completely fenced in. Well, how did it manage that?
I don't know.
How could it do that?
I don't know.
They can't climb fences, can they?
There are two species of crocodiles native to the United States.
Oh, I didn't know that. Really?
In Florida, South Florida.
I had no idea. I thought it was strictly alligators.
Their faces are different. An alligator is almost, I think, more pointy.
Yeah. The alligator's more pointy than a crocodile?
Well, a crocodile has kind of a rounded beak. In the front, it's kind of rounded.
Oh, I always thought
that... And an alligator's more pointed.
Oh, I didn't know any of that. At St. Andrew State Park, located in Panama City, Florida, a woman fishing for mackerel also caught something else. There's footage of an alligator emerging from water on the website. And then last month, authorities apprehended a three-legged alligator that measured 12 feet and weighed 650 pounds.
Jeez!
650 pounds.
Well, it couldn't get
a
lot of exercise because it was missing a leg.
No, that's true. That's true. That alligator was estimated to be somewhere between 60 and 70 years old.
That's amazing
to me. Expect to see more alligators out in the open and on the prowl, Florida Fish and Wildlife has said. The creatures began courting in April, and it's I can't believe this is the words that they use, but... That means they'll be getting busy in May and June. Wow. That's good journalism. I would just go with mating, but they're getting busy. Florida Fish and Wildlife, they say they'll be getting busy.
This is either someone's first assignment or a kid wrote it.
No, it just means that the internet has tainted us to where there used to be a correct form of verbiage used in stories like this, but now why say get mating, or why say mating when you can say getting busy?
Why do you put the word horny in the, horny.
In the headline?
Yeah. And can I just say I'm wrong again? This is like the eighth time today.
Why were you wrong this time?
The shape of the snout, the crocodile's snout is pointed and V-shaped, and the alligator's is wide and U-shaped. So I'd be more afraid of an alligator because it's got a broader, rounder, bigger mouth to eat you with.
More chomping space.
Yes.
I'd be afraid of both of them. If I was somewhere and one of them was coming at me from one direction and one in the other... I don't know which way I would turn. Well, I would run either one of the two ways that the alligator wasn't coming at me. I'd just solve that mystery. And I'd say to the alligators, you guys can get busy while I'm running away from you.
I have eight main differences between...
Where my cousins lived in Coral Springs, in between every row of houses, there was this little ravine. And they said, you know, they had just moved in, so it was like a big deal that first time. But they said they saw him all the time.
Did they get used to him?
I don't know if you ever get used to him. I like to swim at night, but knowing that they were that close.
I couldn't.
Like,
swim
I stayed
night.
There a couple of times, and they'd go, hey, you want to? I don't want to swim at night. I don't know what the difference is. If an alligator is going to come after you day or night, it's never going to end well.
I don't know if they're nocturnal. An alligator seems tame compared to a crocodile. That's the good news.
Oh, really? And that's what's mostly in Florida, right, is an alligator.
Yeah, here's what they say. Alligators are only found in the U.S. and China. Those are alligators. Hmm. Whereas crocodiles can be found across the world.
Why would that be? Why would it only be U.S. and China?
Oh, I don't know.
That's strange.
Crocodiles prefer water that is more saline or salty, and the alligators prefer fresh water. There's your answer.
That's why.
toothy grin. Crocodiles can't hide their teeth, but alligators' teeth are sometimes hidden when their mouths are closed.
Oh.
The better to eat you with.
Yes. Yes.
Crocodiles are generally lighter in color than alligators. On land and in water, crocodiles are usually slower than alligators. So everything's pointing to alligators are not the ones you want to be attacked by.
Slower, but still, I still think they move pretty quickly if they want to, don't they?
I think so. In terms of aggression, an alligator might seem tame compared to a crocodile.
I remember watching Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
With Marlon Perkins?
Well, he wasn't with me, but he was certainly part of the show, yeah. And they would always show there'd be somewhere, like in the Everglades, where all, they would be just sitting there, and then all of a sudden they would decide, time to go. It would just move really, really quickly.
Yeah, I wonder how fast they can go. Because I have seen them. You think it's like a turtle where they just move, but they can really haul.
They're way too fast for me.
And they snap very rapidly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't blame you for not swimming in your cousin's
pool. Not at night. And that, remember, this is the worst thing that ever happened at Disney World, but when that kid was eaten by an alligator at the Grand Floridian Hotel, that's water that my family and I swam in several times when we stayed there. I mean, I know that area inside out, and you would never, even though there's signs there, you say to yourself, but it's Disney, nothing bad.
Exactly.
What bad thing could happen here at the happiest place on earth?
And you would think that, you know, to keep with the, just with the whole habitat that looks like it's a wild place, there'd be a sign there. And then you'd expect Walt Disney to have nets or something to not let that possibly happen.
Yeah, because that's a nightmare for everybody, obviously.
I didn't think for a minute. I'm still really bothered by that.
Yeah, that was the worst thing ever.
And the poor parents saying, you know, if I knew those signs were legitimate, I wouldn't have let the kid play by the water. I mean,
but how much more legitimate? I mean, they pointed out it exactly. I don't remember the exact words, but it said something like, these are dangerous waters.
Stay away from the shoreline, or keep children away from the shoreline. There are alligators.
But I don't remember, like, when I'd stayed at the Grand Floridian three times, and with my daughters, I remember swimming in that exact water twice. I don't remember there being signs there. Maybe you just, because like I said, you think to yourself, you're fooling yourself, but you go, I'm on vacation at Disney World. An alligator's not going to come out of this water. And that's a man-made body of water there.
Right, so
Seven Seas Lagoon was created by men and women.
I don't know if any women worked on it.
Some women worked on it.
It was very nice of you. But I don't think they had signs. I think there was
them.
Because I think there are now, I'm telling you, if I saw a sign and I was staying at Disney, I would listen to it because I'm kind of a rule follower, believe it or not. But
remember how you could rent little speedboats at the hotels? All right. So one time my brother and I, because when we were little, every year we would do that at least once. And there was this one trail. So there's Seven Seas Lagoon, which is the main body of water, and then there's these little side pockets of water around some of the hotels.
You were in a boat in those?
I
never stayed at any of those.
Oh, you didn't? Well, one of the times, there was this one, it's a flat trail of water. It's like a straight line, and it's near what is now the hotel I just mentioned, the Grand Floridian. But back then, there wasn't a Grand Floridian. They used to use it to load up the electrical parade, like the one that you see go down through the water. Did you ever see the parade that they have on the water at Disney
Ryan
World?
Ryan Burroughs here.
Ryan, hi.
Yeah. I just saw the
night parade. So it looks like there's like an animated whale, and there's animated turtles.
Yep. I never saw any of that.
So it's like 12 giant, almost like billboards that have electrical lights on it. So my brother and I are like, well, let's see what's down. Even though there's signs everywhere that say no boats beyond this point and visitors must stay away and all like that. My brother and I are like, what are they going to do? There's nobody even near us. We started down that trail and we were down there for 15 seconds and boats came from every direction at us to go, oh, no, you can't come this way. You know?
I love how I'm the rule follower. You guys are not. Do you ever think for a minute it's because of your safety? No, because you'd never be a mom because you're a guy.
Well, that's where the boy was well, eaten by the
animal. That's what started this.
Yeah. Well, I was there when that happened.
Oh, that's right. You were there for that. And I had just gotten home.
Yeah.
But I want to tell you, the sign originally said, please be aware of alligators, no swimming. So me, as a rule follower, I wouldn't let my kids by the shore. But that doesn't say you can be eaten. Honestly, it's please be aware of alligators, no swimming.
Oh.
So I would think, you know, well, you no swimming, but you can walk along the shore.
Right.
Because that's not swimming.
That kid was in less than a foot of water.
We had our feet. I mean, we were there that day before. And
same
we had our, we were at the Polynesian.
Next
so
door.
Right next door. And we had our feet in the water. I mean, you just sit up and you sit there and watch it all go by. And they actually, they had the music synced up to the fireworks at Magic Kingdom that you could see going in the background.
Yeah.
But yeah,
that doesn't say alligators are going to bite your feet off. That says no swimming. It should be no going in the water.
By the time we left, there were fences everywhere.
Yes, and their signs have been updated as well. But this was originally, please be aware of alligators, no swimming. So I have to tell you, I would let my kids walk on the shoreline and step in the water because that's not saying it says no swimming.
Right. You also don't think about it, but there are so many references to alligators and crocodiles on the rides at Disney World.
Oh, yeah.
Everything
from Peter Pan's
flights to...
what's the New Orleans one? Princess and the Frog.
Yeah.
There's an alligator in that one.
There's that one. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of them that you don't even think about, but then all of a sudden when the tragedy happens, you realize, wow, this place is permeated with them. That's scary. The third one is the scary one. I'm not scared until an alligator tries to bite me the third time, and then I get nervous. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Ryan Burrow, who is, we just learned, has been near every major tragedy that has happened in America over the last 10 or 15 years.
No, that's not true.
Very strange. Do you guys know which actors' movies have grossed the most money in the history of cinema? Now, I'm not talking about like who's the highest paid actor, because we all know that is
Clooney?
The master thespian, The Rock. He is the number one.
Oh, God.
For his movies have grossed the most?
What actor's movies, his body of movies, his body of work, has made the most money in box office history?
I will say Tom Hanks.
It's a great guess, but he's not even close.
Really?
Charles Bronson.
No. Wendy, that's a horrible guess.
Thank you.
That's not even a...
Pauly Shore.
Do you have a death wish?
That's an awful guess. This actor's movies so far have grossed over $13.3 billion, meaning he's not just number one, he's number one by a lot.
Matthew McConaughey.
No.
Still acting now?
Still acting. And he's the reason I bring the story up.
Brad Pitt.
No, it's not Brad Pitt.
Oh, damn it.
No. I don't think you'd get it. But then once I tell you, like many of the things that I know... Once you know it, you go, well, of course. Why wouldn't I think that? Why wouldn't I say that?
Will Ferrell?
No, it's not Will Ferrell. No. Samuel L. Jackson.
Wow.
I'm still not going, I can see that.
Well, here's why. Because Samuel L. Jackson is in all the Avengers and Marvel superhero movies. His character, Nick Fury, shows up in all of those.
He's in
the Star Wars prequels.
He does
some of the Jurassic Park movies.
He is.
He's in Pulp Fiction.
I think Incredibles, he's got a voice in there, right?
So yeah, is he Frozone in those?
Yeah.
Is that his
voice?
Oh,
yeah.
Harrison Ford is next at $4.96 billion. So Samuel L. Jackson at $13.3 billion is almost triple what Harrison Ford is in terms of money making with all of his work. And I bring it up because over the weekend I watched a movie on Netflix called The Unicorn Store.
Oh yeah, I was going to watch that.
It's really pretty good. It's really pretty good. But I'm watching it with my daughter Reese and she goes, "I don't think I've ever seen him in anything else." And I go, "Oh, you definitely have. It's Samuel L. Jackson." And everything I mentioned, she goes, "Yeah, I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that."
What about all the Capital One commercials we saw over the basketball?
That's where she would know him from.
Yeah, right.
From Capital One commercials.
Yeah.
But does Reese watch a lot of movies? Because she doesn't, does she?
She watches a lot of movies, but they're not the kind. They're not the
current?
Big blockbustery, giant, huge movies like he's been doing.
More like biography.
They're more, like this movie, like Unicorn Store, which are real little quirky personal films.
Okay.
You know? Why didn't you watch it, by the way? Was there a reason you didn't watch it?
It's in my queue. I was going You know what I watched instead? I know this is completely two sides of the spectrum. Punch Drunk Love with Adam Sandler. I had never seen that.
He's really good in it.
It's a really good movie. Yeah. I don't know why I thought it involved alcoholism.
Because of the word drunk, probably.
But no one ever, like...
There's no one over drinking in it.
No. Yeah. I mean, I just thought he was an alcoholic. That's maybe, I don't know. I just never watched it. It's a really good movie.
He's been in a couple movies. Spanglish is another one, where it's not your typical Adam Sandler.
Well, I'm so sorry that weird stuff.
Right. Where he's
not
like,
a bad Adam Sandler.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
So he's done a couple of those. And then whenever he does one of those, I always say to myself,
Shabba-choo.
Why?
Red Hornet's White Hot.
Wow.
So I'm Owen Wilson.
Yeah, we can't leave
him. I've hung with him before.
Yeah, right. And is he fun, the guy to hang out with, Owen?
Kind of.
Yeah, of course he is. So you say to yourself,
hello, Owen.
Oh, no. Chomp.
I haven't been on the air in a long while.
I can't get my things together. No, it's okay. So you say to yourself, if he's capable of doing this sort of acting, why doesn't he do more of that kind of acting instead of always playing... Thank you for that. Instead of always playing that guy
who was
hit on the head with something as a small child.
I don't know. And but I enjoyed that movie. Did you like Punch Drunk Love?
Very much. Yeah, it was really good.
And that was the only reason I didn't watch The Unicorn Story. And what is that about?
It's about a girl who can't quite find her place in life.
Oh, I like it already.
She's always had a dream of owning a unicorn. And then we all have, to answer your question, Ryan, we have all had that dream.
That.
Ponies, yeah. Unicorns, no. That's kind of a...
But you know those kids who kind of, you go into their room and it's all rainbows and unicorns everywhere, and you go, well, this is great because they're six, and at some point they won't be six anymore, and they'll realize that that's a fantasy that can never... Well, she's a girl who kind of now becomes an adult and still kind of believes in that world.
Oh.
Yeah. It's really good. I didn't expect to like it anywhere near as much as I did, and I did it... We do this thing in my family where we take turns picking the movie... And this was my daughter Reese's turn. And then a lot of times I come away dissatisfied because it's like, that I could have spent my hour and a half or 2 hours better. But I ended up liking it more than my wife and daughter.
Really?
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me, I guess.
Thank you.
I think Adam Sandler, by the way, is supposed to host SNL.
Yeah, in early May.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched another movie with my boys over the weekend, too, and I can't remember the title of it, but star-studded James Franco's in it, Seth Rogen, like The End of the World or something
That's, they all kind of play themselves.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
I kind of enjoyed that.
It was interesting.
I tried to get my son to watch Big over the weekend, about 10 minutes in.
Why is that a hard sell? That's a perfect movie for a kid.
You know,
is he 11?
He's 7 years old. So my daughter may have liked it. I was actually shocked because what's that?
How long till he's 11?
Yeah, right. We're getting there.
4 years?
But I forgot because I watched that show religiously, that movie religiously as a kid. Yeah. And I forgot to... You know, it got a PG rating, but there are some words in there.
Really?
Some of those 80s movies. Yeah, there's some 80s movies out there that I don't think they could get away with. Like, there's just no point in some of the swearing.
Well, the real weirdness of it is, and this kind of was glossed over when Big was a giant hit at the box office, is you have a grown woman, Elizabeth Perkins, making out with a very young boy. Even though he's in the body of an adult,
but that,
he still
is a young
boy.
You weren't thinking about it when you watched the movie, were you?
I
didn't.
I thought about it a little bit.
There was some undressing going on in that movie, too.
Yeah. So. Yeah. When they were going to make Big into a TV series, I was down. There was five actors that were up for the final role.
Okay.
They flew me to New York.
Really?
What
was the final role for?
To play Tom Hanks' character in Big.
Oh, you would have been so good.
The adult version.
You live that life.
Not only did I live it, but when I was there, I said to the casting people, how far am I from FAO Schwartz? You know the scene in Big where he does the dance?
Oh, yeah.
And they go, it's 6 blocks away. Why? And I go, because I'm not trying to say this to sway you, but I really want to go there. I love that stuff. And they're like, oh, they wrote that down on their clipboard. Oh, hold on a second. Oh, make a note of that.
The scene where he's got the building and he's trying to figure out they've got the prototype and everything's falling off and he's like, I don't get it. What exactly don't you get? What does a building do?
Do you know who one of the other five was?
No.
All right. So you're an All My Children fan. Do you remember Mark Lemura, who played Mark Dalton in All My Children?
Yes, Mark. I was just going to say with the blue eyes.
He was one of the other five.
He kind of looked more like Tom Hanks, but I can't imagine he would have done a good job.
I would have
cast
him.
Did they ever make this?
No.
Yeah, what happened?
They ended up not doing it.
By the way, they're five, and they're like,
I didn't.
This is the best we can do.
Ouch. Thanks, Ryan. Thank you.
Yikes.
I ended up not getting it. It went to one of the other actors.
Okay.
But then I'm like, I still want to see it, and then it never happened.
Were you secretly happy it didn't?
No, because I
don't believe you.
No, I wasn't. It was so cool though. They sent for me. Like they
really?
They said
you
to my
were
agent,
beckoned.
We're gonna bring him out to New
what
York and
this?
Had him read. It was almost 2 years after the movie came out.
87, so ballpark
89 something. Like that.
The movie
came out in
87? late '80s.
Okay,
late '80s. But that's Mark Lemura, who played Mark Dalton. He just died a couple years ago. I don't know if you remember that.
I do remember.
But just like sitting and talking to him, because he even said, he goes, I don't know, this is kind of a stretch for me. This really isn't in my wheelhouse. But I'm like, you're Mark Dalton. You can do anything.
How do you stretch that storyline out to be a TV series? Well, I guess that was the problem.
That was
right?
the problem they had.
I mean, because he has to become a kid again at some point.
Right. Right?
Spoiler alert, sorry. But, you have to...
In the script, he kept going, much like the, remember the kids' TV show Big John, Little John?
No.
You don't remember that?
Who was in that?
Robbie Rist, Herb Edelman, and the lady that we just had on, Joyce Boulafont.
I don't really remember that show.
All right, so much like that show, that was a kids' TV show for a year or two, Big John, Little John. In the TV version of Big, they would have had his character continuously going back. He couldn't control it. Sometimes he was a grown man. Sometimes he was a little boy, back and forth, back and forth. The script was nowhere near on par as the movie was.
All right.
But it was still kind of a fun script.
It should have been made, at least.
I'm shocked they didn't make it, because the movie was such a big hit.
One of my favorite lines in that movie is, so if the president dies, because he was named VP, he goes, so if the president dies, do you take over? No, they got a million of them.
This movie that's out now, Little, is the exact opposite of Big.
With that little girl from Blackish.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
So she goes... The dream is that we all get young again someday.
As an adult, and then she becomes a younger version of herself. Yeah.
But does she still have the brain of the adult then?
Yes.
In the body of the young person. Okay.
And there were other movies that did that. There were other body-switching movies. Freaky Friday is probably the most famous one with Jodie Foster.
I never saw that.
Oh, you never saw Freaky Friday?
Wasn't there one with Jennifer Gardner?
You get so ashamed of me.
Wasn't there one with Jennifer Gardner where she was 30 or something else?
30 again or something? Does that sound right?
Something like that.
Kirk Cameron was in one. I can't remember what that one was called, but he switched bodies. And
God is good, I think was.
God is good.
He's very religious.
Right. He switched with George Burns. Didn't
oh,
he?
Yes, he did.
Wow. So we got Adam Sandler and George Burns today.
And of course, no one.
And always Owen Wilson. Always Owen Wilson.
I gotta tell you, this stupid movie, I'm just looking at the star-studded cast. It's called This Is the End from 2013. You actually saw this?
I saw it in theaters when it was out, yeah.
It's stupid, and I don't know how I feel about it other than it was entertaining.
For people who didn't see it, the premise is it's today's stars, you know, minus six, because it was like 5 or 6 years ago. It's like today's box office stars minus six.
There's an apocalypse.
And they're all at a house party. Trying to survive.
And it's like James Franco, Jonah Hill, Seth Rogen, Jay Baruchel, which I didn't remember his name, but I knew who he was
when
I saw him.
He's been in a bunch of stuff.
Craig Robinson from The Office, so I loved him.
Yeah.
Michael Cera, who is a terrible person in this movie.
Yeah, they all play like twisted versions of themselves.
Emma Watson, Mindy Kaling, David Krumholtz, Rihanna's in it.
Yeah,
Paul Rudd, Channing Tatum. It's star-studded, and it was, I gotta tell you, it was kind of entertaining.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's the movie I watch with two teenagers.
Is Paul Rudd 50? I heard that over the weekend.
He's 50.
Yes.
He can stretch.
And kick.
Yeah. And kick.
Does he look even close to 50? No.
Yeah.
He does?
Yeah. 50 is the new 20.
Are you sure? I don't know if that's true.
50 is the new 30, though.
Hmm.
My husband just turned 50. To me, he looks the same age as Paul Rudd. I don't think Paul Rudd looks...
Hmm. I don't know.
You don't look 70 like you are.
I'm 72.
All right. Well, you look even better.
I look 72?
Is he 50?
It's hard to picture him being 50, though.
How old do you think I am?
Well, Crypt Keeper.
Oh!
No?
I'm wearing a sweatshirt.
That's still Adam Sandler. Oh, no. That's I'm the fun it. Fact you threw in, Adam Sandler? I'm wearing a sweatshirt.
Red wow. Hood. I don't know how we... Because how old is he?
Adam Sandler yeah. would be mid-50s. 55, maybe.
Oh, he's closer to our somewhere age.
Have you ever seen his appearance as Theo's friend on The Cosby
yeah.
Show? Gosh, he had to be like 17 years old there, right? Like,
well, 16, he also 16. Used to show up on, what was the show on MTV that was like a game show? They had him and Colin
Remote
Quinn.
Remote Control.
Remote Control. He was on that.
Oh,
all the
really?
Time.
Okay.
I'm yeah. 52, by the way. That was emo. I'm losing it. I better stop. But he is only 52. Adam Sandler.
I think he may have shaved a year or two off. You don't think so?
Born in 1966.
Well, yeah, they
he'll turn 53 this year.
That's about right.
And he'll be at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in Tinley yeah. Park in June. Let's get him.
Really?
I did stand up with him several times.
Was he nice?
Incredibly nice.
Then let's get him on.
Incredibly nice.
I
was
love
with him the night he got SNL.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He auditioned at the Improv here, and then we went out to dinner afterwards.
So was he hanging out here before that? Was he at doing Second City?
He didn't do anything here, but the audition, that final audition was here at the Improv. So he was there. Chris Rock was there. Dana Gould was there and should have got it and didn't get it. But he's done other good things. My friends Steve and Leo were there. I'm trying to remember who else was there. But we all went out to dinner afterwards, and he rode with us in the car, my wife and I. And all the way there, he's like, I gave it a shot. I didn't get it, but I gave it. And I'm like, no, I
that's
think
not
you
a
got
good
it.
Adam Sandler.
That was just for the purposes oh. of the story.
That's how he normally talks.
I think I didn't do so well.
So a little Gilbert Godfrey.
Yeah.
Gilbert was there, too. He was running the
was
string.
Was I there?
Yeah, Owen Wilson was there. John Wayne
like
was there.
Crazy
Jimmy
ride,
Cagney
yeah.
was there. Ryan, thanks for hanging out. Yeah, we'll no take problem. A quick break and then we'll close things off. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Wendy, that's it.
That's all you can stands and you can't stands no more.
I think we gave our our usual 65%.
And, I gave a little more today.
Did you give more today? Was it the cadre of voices you brought?
Yes. Yes,
you're,
it was.
You're the new Rich Little.
Thank
congratulations.
You, very much. You did sound effects earlier,
yes,
so
I did.
You're Michael Winslow.
Well, I'm trying to be Michael Winslow. It's not easy. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We really appreciate it, and we will have another one of these things tomorrow.
Yes,
so
we
listen
will.
Listen in. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.